No, it just looks like a lot of noise, but it sounds fine. Let's go with it. I'm over it. I'm over so many things. Well, good morning, boys and girls. Hello, friends and enemies, ladies and gentlemen, bitches and bitchettes, pimps and hoes. God damn, my waveform's looking good today. Am I projecting more than normal? Did you tweet? What's going on here? Anyway, hi. It's the great one himself. Welcome to the therapy edition of Stating the Obvious. I think that's what I'm going to call it, the therapy edition. This is mostly going to be me getting a whole lot of bullshit out of my system. So don't expect much. You can scream shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a safe space. This ain't it. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. That's probably what's going to happen. Here we are, closing in on 8 years of change and hope from Hussein Obama. How y'all doing out there? Are you better off than you were 8 years ago? Yes. I'm the great one himself, and it doesn't matter. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. This right here is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile. My intellect homes in on destroy stupid motherfucking status all around the world. Does not matter. Does not matter what kind of statist you are. You'd be a right-wing statist, a left-wing statist, a homo statist, a statheist, a cyber statist, a femi statist, a GLBT KKK statist. You can even be an anarcho-sissy. It does not fucking matter what kind of statist you are. Oh my god, I saw on the YouTubes, because I'm still subscribed, I still get the notifications for Julie Berensky. She apparently doesn't call herself token libertarian girl anymore, which is good because she's not a libertarian. Even though libertarians are statist, they're not, most libertarians are not actually anarcho-capitalist. The title of her video is that something along the line of tax breaks are not a subsidy or something like that. Yeah, they are. Yeah, when the government gives a specific group of people or a corporation or whatever a break from not paying taxes that other people have to pay, yeah, that's welfare. That is welfare. That is motherfucking welfare. Okay? So just stop it, people. Just fucking stop it. I'm the great one himself. Welcome. Today is... Randy, what the fuck is today? I am so goddamn out of it. I'll tell you guys. 16th. Today is the 16th of December, 2016. Year of our Lord, Hussein Obama. If you're new to the podcast, and many of you out there are, thanks to my guest appearance on Aaron Clary's podcast, The Clary Podcast. Again, thank you, Aaron. It was a pleasure and an honor. And I got a huge traffic boost out of this. So there's probably some new listeners in there, and welcome. Hopefully I will trigger you and piss you off, because my goal in this podcast, in addition to having fun, is to piss off as many people as possible. And that would include everyone. As I've said, sometimes I even say things that piss me off. So this podcast is much like South Park. There are no sacred cows here. None. Okay? So hopefully I will offend everybody. Anyhow, if you're new... I have multiple things that I do for income stream, because I've learned that putting all your eggs into one basket is a bad idea. When I'm giving out life advice, I always encourage people, have multiple income streams. So if something goes bad, you get fired from a job, or you lose a job, or whatever, the economy in this one area tanks, right? You know, like there's the dot-com bubble burst. If all your money was coming from selling dot-coms, then you're fucked. So you need to diversify your income. One of my areas where I get income is I do theater and I do event production. And December, early December, is always the most brutal time of the year for me, because one of the companies I work for that does event production, we produce and run three very large corporate parties. And one of them happens on Friday night, and the other two happen on Saturday night. and the amount of work that goes into this, not to mention, of course, the amount of environmental destruction. There's no such thing as global warming. I'm not a global warming wacko. I certainly believe in conservation, in the actual definition of what conservation is, which is taking care of the earth, not wasting resources, all this other stuff. But working with these companies who are all into, we're green, because every company says that nowadays, right? You have to do that if you're a corporation. You have to come up with some fake level of how green you are. And I talked about on this podcast, you can go back and look for these episodes, I talked about the book, The Greenwashing Effect, something like that, written by an environmentalist wacko, written by a man who believes global warming is a real thing. But in this book, he talks about how all these companies that are claiming to be green are actually lying sacks of shit. And he presents evidence for this. And it's a great book. Again, I completely disagree with him about the whole global warming is real thing. But regardless of that, it was, as I said then, it's refreshing to see an environmentalist wacko who has a level of honesty, right? He's not buying into this book because it is. It's bullshit. So all these three companies that we're working for, they all, yeah, we're green and we care about the environment and all this shit. And we're doing these parties for them. And just the amount of fuel that we burn driving back and forth, the electricity consumed by these giant lighting rigs that we set up that put on, you know, and just without going into the, like, hay bales. I'm serious. We did hay bales. The hay bales had to have fire. My brain hurts. You guys are going to have to fucking bear with me today. Oh, by the way, I'm the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999. Podcasting for 12 years. November the 1st was a 12-year anniversary. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Actually, not a libertarian anymore. I'm an anarcho-capitalist, but I was a libertarian minarchist when I started this in 1999. Randy, what else? I mentioned the theme song, You Know I'm Right, by David Gilmour, off his 1984 album entitled About Face. It's a song he wrote about me, because you know I'm right. I have never been wrong, except that one time when I said Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States. Predicted that for over 4 years, and I was wrong. I've never been so happy to be wrong. Oh my God, the amount of triggering on the this... Just seeing the triggering. So I'm on OkCupid the other day. Well, actually, it was yesterday, because the previous 2 weeks, as you'll hear about, the previous 2 weeks, I have been working my ass off. There's been no such thing as a day off. I'm on the OkCupid, and there's this bitch on there talking about how open-minded and tolerant and diverse she is. And then down at the bottom, it's like, you should contact me if. The only thing she has written there is, if you hate Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, oh, whatever happened to love Trump's hate? So you should, she's saying, you should contact me if you hate Donald Trump. This is her criteria for whether or not a man should send her a message on this fucking dating website. Her criteria is that the man should hate a specific person. But that's okay. The diverse and tolerant. Oh my God, I love Trump's hate. And yeah, yes, of course she had a liberal arts degree. Did you even need to ask that? Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, hay bales. 50-something hay bales had to be sprayed with fireproofing chemicals so they could be used as decoration against the fucking, and then what do you do with it? Well, you're gonna throw them in the trash. We had to throw. They're going to the dump. They're covered in fucking chemicals, so they won't burn, and they're going to just the environmental destruction. Oh, we care about the environment so much. Oh, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Serious. The environmental destruction done by, and all these performers. Again, I know all this stuff because I work in the biz. Like. Whoever, all of them, any of them. Lady Gaga. I'm sure Lady Gaga talks about fucking global warming and saving the earth. You know how much environmental destruction her fucking tour does? All the semi-trucks, all the electricity used, all the expendables that are used, like gaff tape and all that shit, which you use it once, you throw. Just the environmental destruction done by this shit is truly, for those of you not in the industry, I don't think, if you're not in the industry, you probably don't truly grasp the amount of environmental destruction done by this stuff. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm not saying Lady Gaga shouldn't go on tour. I'm saying Lady Gaga should shut the fuck up about caring about the environment. That's what I'm saying. All right, I have notes. Just all the thing. So, all right, I just spent the last 2 weeks working my ass off doing these corporate gigs. And again, this is the buildup. You think, well, there's this corporate party. Well, yeah, and we started 2 weeks before the first one. That's how long it takes to gear up for this shit. So when you, if you work for a corporation and you go to your little corporate party and you're hanging out there and you're drinking your booze and whatever, and you see stuff, understand that shit didn't just fucking fall into place that morning. There was a lot of preparation happened before that. Have a little appreciation for the people who did those things. And the biggest form of appreciation you can have when you go to a corporate party is when the party ends, let's say the party's supposed to end at midnight, get the fuck out. Because those of us who set all of that up, we have to take that down. And there is nothing worse than, okay, what time does this party end? It ends at midnight. Great. We show up at midnight to start taking everything down. In the biz, we call this strike. We're striking the gig. And motherfuckers are still in the room hanging out, partying. It's like, no, boom, end of party. Get the fuck out. See, you're drunk. You're just going to go home and pass out, or you're going to go home and have sex with some slut that you met at the party, or you're going to go home and whack off and think about how you wanted to bang some slut, whatever. We have to work. We have to take all that shit down. We're going to be there until fucking 7 o'clock in the morning working. Get the fuck out. I worked one 24-hour shift, all the way 24 hours straight. No break, no food. Well, I grabbed like some shit as I was working, like, you know, granola bar type shit. Slept for 4 hours, got up, did a 28-hour shift. I did take a 1-hour lunch break in that 28-hour shift because I needed some actual real food and some coffee. That's been my world. Last week, I worked 102 hours in a week. Still not besting my greatest record ever back when I worked in the evil oil field industry when I worked 111 hours in 1 week. But still, so this is where I've been for the last 2 weeks. All the podcasts you've heard lately were recorded before all of this started. So from my perspective, and then I did do the guest hosting on the Clary podcast, which was recorded last week. From my perspective, I haven't talked to you guys in at least a week. That's been over a week. Because when did I record Clary? Randy, when did we record the Clary podcast? It was Thursday, right? It was either Wednesday or Thursday. So yeah, it's been a week since I've actually talked to you guys. So hello. It's nice to be back with you. It really is. All right. So I go through this every year at this time of the year. And then I come back to my audience with stories about the laziness and the worthlessness and I can't find a job. Well, I know why you can't find a job. It's because you're lazy. Basically, the rest of this podcast is going to be my therapy. This is going to be me telling you about the lazy, stupid, inferior liberal Democrats that I work with. And yes, everybody I'm going to talk about voted for Hillary Clinton. This is confirmed. This is a fact. I've checked it out. I've asked people. I've asked them politically. I know. Everybody I'm the only person who works here who, number one, is sexually attracted to girls, and number two, voted for Donald Trump. I'm the only person who is a heterosexual white man with a job who doesn't hate white people. I'm the only person at this company who did not vote for Hillary. I'm the only person at this company who is not a fucking liberal Democrat. And these are the laziest, as Aaron Clary says, the one defining characteristic of liberals is that they are lazy. Okay, so let me just start. No particular order. I got my notes here. The Lysol can. Okay, so we're at this venue and we're working here in this place. We're in the same place for like 2 weeks. And you're saying, great one. Why are you talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because I need to vent and it's therapy. I'm also talking about this because I want to illustrate to you why left-wing statism is a failure. Again, these are all left-wing statists. Most of these are people who These are people who are unable to grasp why they are not more successful. These are the sort of people who think they deserve more. These are the sort of people who think they have integrity, right? Like all those of you who said you were going to go to Canada if Trump won the election, and yet you're not packing your shit and getting the fuck out. You're not making America great again by leaving. These are left-wing statists. And I'm telling you about all this to illustrate to you the flaws of the left-wing statist mindset, to illustrate to you why these people are not achieving more than they have achieved, why these people should not be trusted, why these people really shouldn't even have jobs, why these people don't have integrity, why they can't be relied on. Okay, the Lysol can. We're in this one venue and we take over part of the venue. They like get the fuck out of the way, and for 2 weeks we essentially own part of this building. It's all ours. It's our responsibility. And part of our responsibility is cleaning the fucking bathroom. And in the bathroom, so there's this checklist of cleaning the bathroom. This is how you clean the bathroom. Because with millennials, you have to fucking give them a checklist of how to clean the bathroom. Actually, it's really not a bad. I'm a big fan of checklists on the jobs because it does help to communicate what the standards are and what needs to be done and eliminates questions. So I really shouldn't make fun of people for the checklist thing because the checklist was partially my idea. It works really well. So we have the checklist. And one of the checklist items is spray the toilet with Lysol. So there's this can of Lysol in there. And every day I'm going in there and, you know, check up checklist. All right, everything's done. Sprayed the toilet. Everything's great. I'm in there one day and the toilet's looking a little dingy because we clean it at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, it's kind of nasty, right? So I grab the Lysol can. I'm going to spray the Lysol on the toilet so I don't get a disease and die. And nothing comes out of the Lysol can because the little spray on the top, the button is broken. I'm pushing on it. And spray nozzle, whatever the fuck it's called, it won't go down, unlike your girlfriend, and nothing's coming out. I'm like, oh, the Lysol can doesn't work. Like, okay. So I put the can back, and I go back the next day, and oh, look, it's checked off. Spray the toilet with Lysol. I pick up the can. I tried to spray it again, because I could have been wrong. Can still doesn't work. Put the can back down, and every day, morning and night, I go in there and somebody's checking off that they sprayed the toilet with the Lysol, but the Lysol can doesn't work. The toilet is not being sprayed with Lysol. Now you say to me, but great one, what's the big deal? And if you're saying to me, great one, what's the big deal? That means you're one of the inferior people. Okay? That means that natural selection says you should be dead. That means that in Ancapadice, where you have to have integrity in order to survive, where you have to create value for other people in order to survive, you would starve to death and die. You are inferior. You're at a job, and you go in there and you pick up the Lysol can, and you try to spray the can, spray the Lysol, and nothing comes out. So you just put the can right back where you got it, and you check on the checklist that you sprayed Lysol on the toilet. Really. That is what you, that is what all the people I work with thought was a good choice. That was a good choice to them. Remember, all, every one of them, without exception, Hillary Clinton voters. I talked about this before. All of them not attracted to women at all. Most of these people have never had sex with a woman. And I'm not saying that. I mean this. Okay, there's the one guy. He's married. He's had sex with a woman. There's the homosexual guy. He hasn't had sex with a woman because he's not interested in women. The other guy, you know, he plays video games all day. He's never seen a naked girl in his life and never will. The others, yeah. I mean, none of these people are... And you say, but great one. What's the big deal about being interested in women? How's that interest? It's because I talked about this in a podcast before. I'll briefly repeat myself because I repeat myself a lot. I do that a lot. Speaking of girls, God, today I'm like sitting here. I'm really conflicted. Obviously, I need to do this podcast and get it out. You guys are going to get this late. I don't give a shit. Deal with it. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm grumpy. I'm exhausted. I'm still just physically exhausted. Fucking... burned my finger with some fucking propane. I've had it, man. I'm so fucking tired. Really want to go the fuck outside today while it's still kind of warm, because tomorrow here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, it's supposed to be colder than fuck. It's supposed to be like 6 degrees or something. I don't want to go outside when it's 6 degrees. Really want to go outside today and talk to some fucking girls. Because I miss girls. During doing all of this production shit, there's really not much socializing time, and there's not a lot of chicks around. There's a few, but it's like they're girls in industry, and I don't want to talk to them. I really want to go talk to some girls. Anyhow, the reason the girl thing is important, because when you like girls, you have to have some kind of standards, right? I've said this before. I'd say it again. I put effort into not looking like a fucking pig because I want to have sex with girls. If I didn't want to have sex with girls, I would probably weigh 300 pounds. I'd shave like twice a month. I would bathe every 3 days. I would probably have no standards for my physical appearance whatsoever. That might be a little exaggeration. And of course, the MGTOW out there with the virgin toes will be shitting all that. Shut up. So the fact that none of these people have any interest in girls is just one more reason why they just have no standards. I think if you like girls, you have to have some kind of fucking standards for yourself and for your behavior in order to be attractive to women. And sometime in the future, I need to talk about this, because this was some brilliant shit I came across somewhere. I don't even remember now how I stumbled upon this idea. Oh, I think it was in the Black Dragon book that I'm still reading, which is brilliant. Black Dragon also has a new book out that I'm probably going to buy today. But anyhow, he talks about the difference between having standards and laws. Like, laws are that which is imposed upon you from the outside, whereas standards are something you impose upon yourself. And I'm not going to go into any more, but I'm reading this in his book, and I'm like, oh my, this is fucking brilliant, because this fits right in to anarcho-capitalism. In anarcho-capitalism, there are no laws imposed on you by a federal government. There are standards. Everyone has standards for themselves. And this was one of those things that I think I sort of intuitively knew this and understood it, but I never really explicitly thought about it in this, you know, breaking it down and really laying it out and saying laws versus standards. And where do those go and how do those work and which is which and how is how? So anyway, I got to talk about that sometime in the future because it's fucking brilliant. When you like girls, you have to have standards. It's just that simple. If you don't like girls, you really don't have any reason to have standards. All right, there's other reasons to have standards. I'm kidding. But liking girls helps. Anyway, let me get back to the fucking story. Why is it important? Here's why it's important. You have a job and the Lysol can doesn't work, and you just sit it back down and check the thing off. Why wouldn't you just come to somebody in charge, which would be me, because after the owner of the company, I'm second in command. Why would you not just come to me or the owner of the company and say, hey, the Lysol can doesn't fucking work. We need another can of Lysol. And I would say, hey, thanks for letting me know. I'll take care of that. Not one person who worked for us. Not one person had the fucking integrity. And it's not like they broke it. It's not like you can be blamed for it, right? It's not like, oh, I drove a car through the fucking window. Now I have to go say, hey, I drove my car through the window. It's not your fault. The Lysol can doesn't fucking work. There's no blame that can even... Right? So you might say, well, they didn't say anything. They didn't want to get blamed. They didn't want to get in trouble. There's no blame. There's no trouble to get into. Not one of these low-life, cock-sucking, motherfucking, liberal Democrat, Hillary Clinton voting, fucking non-girl-liking pieces of shit had the fucking integrity to just come forth and say, the fucking Lysol can doesn't work. This is why democracy is a failure. This is why the 99% is inferior. This is why natural selection should not be circumvented. This is why these people can't find jobs where they make six figures. This is why these people have no fucking chance of ever becoming second in command at a company. This is why these people will never podcast for 12 fucking years. This is why these people will never start their own businesses. This is why these people will, while having not had sex with a large number of girls, all the women I have had sex with are devastating, have been devastatingly beautiful. This is why these people will all be failures for their entire lives. They will all be parasites for their entire lives. Because they can't even come in there and say, unto me, great one, the fucking Lysol can doesn't fucking spray Lysol. That's all you had to do. Not one out of, all right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 9 people total working for us. 9 people. Out of 9 different people doing this job, because it rotated every day. It's like not the same person do everything every day. Not one of these 9 people had the integrity or the intelligence or the initiative to just tell me the fucking Lysol can didn't work. And this is why when you're out there and you hear me talking about statist and 99 percenters and talking about how much I despise you and how much I truly, again, should believe the welfare should be turned off and you should be allowed to starve to death and die. When you think, if you think I'm making this up or if I'm just saying, no, this is why. These are people who cannot simply fucking tell me the Lysol can doesn't work. Why should you be alive? Why should you have a job? Why should you be consuming resources like food, water, electricity, oxygen that can be used by people who aren't stupid and lazy? When I say that you should be dead, I mean that you should be dead. If that's your level of competence, you should be dead. And you wonder why you can't find a good job. Because this is not a full-time job. These are not full-time. These are part-time gigs. Okay. What's this? Oh, that's a totally different topic. That's a note for something else. Speaking of millennials, which I wasn't speaking of millennials. Now, let me do this. This is short. That's what she said. Oh, just not to me. Speaking of integrity and getting your shit together, another thing that separates me, the great one himself, from the inferior people is thinking ahead. Something I'm doing is, because these are all repeating jobs that happen, These corporate parties. We do these corporate parties every year. I've started keeping a list of all of our fuck-ups. And believe me, there's plenty of fuck-ups. And many of them are my responsibility. The difference here is, of course, is I take responsibility for my fuck-ups. The people who don't spray the Lysol because the Lysol can doesn't work, they don't take responsibility for anything. That's why they're not second in command. And this is another of the things that separates the anarchist from the statist. The anarchist learns from their mistakes. We have to learn from our mistakes because we don't have anyone to bail us out, right? I'm not a woman. I'm not on welfare. I don't get food stamps. Nobody's going to come to my rescue when I fuck up. And that translates into the attitude and approach that I take into the workplace. When I fuck something up in the workplace and I fucked up a multitude of things in the last 2 weeks, I just say, yep, I did that, and nobody's going to fucking rescue me, and now I have to fix that. And then I do what I can to fix it. And then I write down on a little fucking piece of paper all the fuck-ups, I put in a goddamn file, and next year when we do these gigs, I'm going to pull the piece of paper out and we'll say, all right, here's my list of everything I fucked up last year. Let me not fuck those things up this year. We had amongst us my brain hurts so bad. I'm still recovering. God. We had amongst us a female millennial. And she was she was supposed to be our coordinator, you know, doing things like, hey, these packages have to ship, go to FedEx and, you know, set up the shipping stuff, whatever. This stuff has to go, you know, here's this list. We need to make sure these things get done. Supervise the guys, making sure, you know, manage this list of tasks, make sure things get accomplished, interface with the client, find out, you know, go talk to the person that we interface with from the company, find out, does she like the furniture pods the way they are? Do we need to move the furniture over here? Do we need to change the color of these lights? You know, so forth, so on, that sort of stuff. And, oh God, she just absolutely dropped the ball. And this was her second time around with us. Because the first time around in December, it's really busy and everybody's getting killed and we're all, again, I worked 24 hours straight. And I was not the only person who worked 24 hours straight. A bunch of other people also worked 24 hours straight. It's brutal. And all of us are getting hammered, and nobody's getting any good amount of sleep, and we're working our asses off. And for that, I cut everybody some slack for that. Because, I mean, I just do. There's a lot of people who aren't going to make a 24-hour work shift. They're not. Not all the people working for us could do it, but some of them could. And I'm okay. You know, props to them. Not everyone can do this. And so this was her second time around. She had done this before. And she really just dropped the ball. We would delegate tasks to her and she would not do them. I would tell her, hey, you need to take care of this. Like, we're getting ready. We're packing up and we're moving. We're doing our strike. And we're striking our production office. And in the production office, all the office supplies, the printer, paper, the pens, pencils, all that stuff, that's her area of responsibility. And I'm like, yo, you need to grab some boxes, start packing up all the office supplies. And she just says, no, I'm not doing that. It's just like, ooh. What the fuck are you talking? Did you just fucking tell me that no, you're not going to do your job? Did you really just say that to me? And after this 2 weeks of piss poor performance on her part, I mean, just things like, okay, we're shipping this pallet back to a company to return some shit that we rented, right? Now, when you ship a pallet, you put all the shit on the pallet, you tape the boxes shut, you wrap all the boxes with the fucking shrink wrap, you put a bill of lading and you put that on the outside of the pallet and you tape it down, preferably with clear tape so you can go over it so it's completely protected. You take another bill of lading and you shove it into the shrink wrap inside the pallet so that if the one on the outside gets damaged, destroyed, unreadable, there's one inside, they can find it to see where the fuck the pallet is supposed to be going to. Excuse me. That's me coughing all over you guys. Sorry about that. Have to pause for a drink of water. I'm also still excruciatingly dehydrated. The first week isn't bad. The second week, I definitely didn't drink enough water, so I'm still dehydrated. And this is my first actual day off from all of this. This is the first time I woke up in the morning and didn't have to go somewhere and be somewhere and do something related to these corporate parties. So I go to her and I say, okay, so is this shit ready to ship? She's like, oh yeah, it's ready. It's ready to go. Like, okay. I go in there. Some of the shit that's supposed to be on the pallet is not on the pallet. It's in another room sitting in the middle of the floor. The boxes are not taped shut. The pallet is not shrink wrapped. Like, okay, this is not ready to go. So I fix all this. Like, I need you to get to print the bill of lading, put it on the fucking pallet. Okay. Come back. Is the bill of lading on the pallet? Yes, it is. Okay, great. I go to look. It's taped to the pallet with this little piece of tape on each of the four corners, which outside in the wind and the weather and in the back of a truck, that's going to last like 7 minutes. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. She's done this before. This is her second year. We're at the gig when all the rest of us are working 24-hour shifts, right? Me and this other guy, we're there. It's like 3, 4, 5 in the morning. We're working our ass off. She's there laying on the couch sleeping. Just this piss-poor performance. We're sending her emails. She doesn't read the emails. The guy who owns the company actually can go into the email server and see everybody's email activity. He went in to check it out. She didn't read. He said she didn't read half the emails that had been sent to her. We'd send her stuff. Hey, find out where this package. I don't know. Okay, well, it's your job to find out where the package is. Put in the tracking information. Find out where the package is. 2 weeks of this sort of piss poor performance. Thankfully, she will not be returning to the job. She said, upon her firing, unto us that she, and this is where we get to the lesson for you millennials out there. This is where you need to listen. Therapeutic podcasting feels so good. She said, unto us, I put my heart and soul into this job. And I didn't say it out loud because I don't own the company. It's not my place to mouth off. And thus, I just stifled myself. Honey, if that was your heart and your soul, you're fucked. And here's the thing. For those of you out there who are left-wing statists, remember, what's the defining characteristic of liberals? Laziness. For those of you out there who are liberals, who are Democrats, who voted for Hillary Clinton, who are left-wing statists, your defining characteristic, it's laziness. It is laziness. If that was her heart and soul, if that was the best she could do, I'm just looking, and there's one more welfare recipient, because she's probably not, well, she might find a husband, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of thirsty beta males out there. She's not necessarily unattractive physically. She's just not attractive physically. I mean, she on her very best day ever, she's a 5. On her best. To actually say this was her heart and soul. We even brought somebody in to help her do her job, and she still just crashed and fucking burned. This was her heart and soul. And you millennials who think that you're working so hard and you're doing so much and you're actually doing nothing. The amount of time she spent on her cell phone. Heart and soul. You millennials, you really have no clue what the fuck it means to actually do any work. And that's why you're all liberal Democrats, because you're lazy. You're just fucking lazy. Save that forever. Forever. Whew. Save that for later. Looking at my notes here. This whole thing with language. Here's another thing I love. So we have the shit, and they have all our shit, because we have all this shit we use to do a gig. And the shit's on a truck. And so we pull the truck up there. And I'm like, okay, so is every... And again, the stupid people. Why can you people not understand shit? So it's like, okay, get the shit off the truck. Okay. So the guy's getting there getting the shit off the truck. And I come to them and I say, guys, all right, is everything off the truck? Oh, yeah, everything's off the truck. Everything's off the truck. Because we everything's off the truck, right? We need everything on the truck. Everything's off the truck. Okay, great. Everything's off the truck. This stuff we need, all this other shit put back on the truck. So we put the shit back on the truck. Then we got here, we're like, well, where's this stuff right here? We need this stuff. We're like, oh, well, we left that on the truck. I'm like, oh, you left that on the truck. So it's in the nose of the truck now, right?
Yeah.
Buried behind all the shit that you put back on. Yeah. But we need the stuff that you left on the truck when I said to you, is everything off the truck? And you said to me, yes, everything is off the truck. But everything wasn't off the truck. There was still stuff on the truck. And just the blank looks that I get from these people who voted for Hillary Clinton. The concept of get everything. Seriously, guys, and again, this is why democracy doesn't work. These are the people who voted for Hillary Clinton. People who, when you say to them, get everything off the truck. They interpret that as meaning pull everything off the truck except for this stuff over here. Because for some reason, there's some bizarre, undefinable reason that, well, this stuff is an exception from everything. What the fuck is wrong with you? I know what's wrong with you. You're lazy and stupid. Get everything off the truck means get everything off the truck. We're in the venue. And I say to them, okay, guys, this the big ballroom. We're in the ballroom. Everything that belongs to us that's in the ballroom has to come out of the ballroom and go into this room over here. All right, great. Yeah, guys done? Yep. Oh, yeah, we got everything. Got everything. Great. I walk through the door. I look up on the other side of the venue. I see 3 fucking orange cones. They're bright orange. They're like road construction cones. They're bright orange. They belong to us. Everybody knows they belong. Guys, did you just fucking tell me you got everything out of the room?
Yeah.
Do you see the 3 fucking bright orange cones over there?
Yeah.
Why are you stupid? We're cleaning out the room. Like, guys, okay, everything has to come out of this room. Okay, and well, should we leave this in here? Should we leave? Like, guys, listen to me. When you're finished with the room should be empty. The only thing left in this room is what I actually said to them. The only thing left in this room should be the floor, the ceiling, and the 4 walls. It is a completely empty room when we leave. Like, well, should this stay in? What the fuck did I just tell you? This is a Hillary Clinton voter. When you say to them, every object in this room must leave the room, the fucking cocksucking motherfucking statist fucking liberal Democrat fucking Obama cocksucking piece of shit fucking looks me in and fucking ask me if this object should stay in the fucking room right after I tell the fucking stupid motherfucker that every single object in the room other than the floor, the ceiling, and the four walls fucking leaves. This is the intelligence of the people who voted for Hillary Clinton. This is why you can't find a fucking decent job. This is why you are poor. Another motherfucker, when asking me questions, asked me if, he's like, what's the plan? I'm like, well, the plan is put the shit on the truck and go home. He's like, well, do you want to go outside and fight? I was really tired because this was, and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Do I want to go? No, I want you to put shit on the truck. I mean, I really don't even know where that came from. I think it's like, what are we doing? We're putting the shit on the truck and we're going home. What's the plan? We're going to put the shit on the truck and we're going to fucking go home. That's the fucking plan. You want to go outside and fight? No, I want you to put shit on the truck. Again, liberal Democrats, here we go. This is the greatest. This is awesome because this takes us to the people's paradise of Canada. This person we brought in to help the millennial who got fired do her job. This person is from Canada. Ah, the workers' paradise. The land of free healthcare. And we're in the venue and we're cleaning up our stuff and we generate a lot of trash in the process. We're taking our trash, we're throwing our trash in trash bags. And the Canadian is thinking that she has more power than I do and trying to tell people what to do. And the employees come to me and they say, hey, great one. The Canadian told us to leave our trash here. And the hotel staff would throw it away for us. I said, no. No, we will not be doing that. We do not. And again, this goes to standards. This is the difference between superior people and inferior people. Inferior people leave their trash for other people to pick up. Superior people take their trash with them and throw it away themselves. I said unto the employees, I said, no, guys, you've worked here before. You know the deal. It's just like hiking. It's like backpacking. If you brought it in, you bring it out. You do not leave your trash behind. And the Canadian's like, well, in the industry, you always leave your trash in the ballroom and the housekeeping staff at the hotel will throw it away for you. I'm like, no, you don't. We do not leave our trash behind. We take our trash with us. And the Canadian keeps fucking arguing with me. And I'm like, no, we're not leaving our fucking trash behind. We don't do that. I don't give a fuck what other people... She's like, well, that's what I do at everybody. I don't give a fuck what you do somewhere else. You're not somewhere else right now, you dumb fucking bitch. You're here. You're working for this company. I am in motherfucking command right now. And you're going to fucking do what I tell you to do with your Canadian fucking free fucking healthcare bitch ass. Okay, you need to go back to Canada and get ready for all the liberal Democrats who need to be moving there before Donald Trump becomes president and puts them all in concentration camps. You do not need to be standing here telling me that it's cool for me to leave my trash here for other people to pick up because the people who work at the fucking hotel, they have their own goddamn job to do. It's not their job to pick up our fucking garbage. Okay, it's our job to clean up our garbage behind her. And again, this is left-wing statism. I will leave my garbage for other people to throw away. That's called standards. I have standards. They don't. That's why I fucking despise left-wing statists more than anybody else on the planet. Because you have no fucking standards. You are the kind of people who leave your trash for other people to throw away. Like the housekeeping staff at the fucking hotel. They don't have enough shit to do. Right? Because you care about poor people so much. Right? So you care about the fucking poor people so much that you're going to leave your garbage. So the, I'm sure, not very well paid housekeeping staff at the hotel can throw your garbage away for you. Because you care about poor people so fucking much. So the fucking Canadian cunt actually sends a text message to the owner of the company saying that I will not let her leave our garbage there for the fucking hotel staff to throw away. And he sends her a message back and says, no, of course not. We don't leave our trash for other people to throw the fuck away. And then she got pissed off because she lost, because she just wanted so desperately to leave our trash in the hotel ballroom for the hotel staff to throw it, that she went over my fucking head to the owner of the company. That's how desperate this fucking Canadian left-wing statist fucking cunt was to leave her, our company's trash there for the fucking hotel staff to throw away. This is why you fucking left-wing statist should be dead. You are fucking inferior. You are the kind of, you cannot even throw away your own garbage. That's why you can't get decent jobs. That's why you have liberal arts degrees, because you're lazy. That's why you need welfare and WIC and food stamps and minimum wage, because you're fucking worthless. You're lazy and you're fucking worthless. You go through your entire fucking life expecting other people to provide for you, expecting other people to do for you. I'm going to leave my trash. Well, everybody else leaves their trash. I don't give a fuck whatever. This is herd mentality. Everybody else in the business leaves their trash for the staff to throw. No, I don't give a fuck what other companies do. I don't give a flying goddamn fuck that other fucking production companies leave their trash for the hotel staff to throw away. I do not give a fuck what other people do. I have standards. That's the goddamn difference between me and you motherfucking 99%ers and you fucking Hillary Clinton voters and you left-wing statists and you motherfucking cunts from Canada. Okay? Just shut the fuck up. I do not ever in my life, at work, personal, whatever, I do not leave my trash for other people to pick up. I'm always right. Go fuck yourselves.